The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
Police department and all that good stuff. Welcome back to Analyze This. Here we are on location up at Creamer's Park. I want to thank Ms. Wanda Brooks, right? Great guest. Just now and before that, we had Mr. Keith Lee. Now another bigger has joined the conversation, and he and my co-host, my able body co-host, Calvert White.
The Mecca.
The man from Grove for me, for Doxas. He is, his name changed, you know, he's not the lottery director anymore. He's Mr. Sponsor. Because every event that going on, the lottery office, or that's what it is, the lottery office is an office, right? Or an agency.
It's an enterprise.
Pull that microphone a little closer.
It's an enterprise. I'm loving it.
Mr. Director Raymond Williams, thank you for joining us on location here at Creamer's Park. Welcome to Analyze This, my brother.
Gentlemen, yes, it is so awesome to be here.
Yeah.
Nicholas.
I just going to talk about
Nicholas and Nehemiah.
Nehemiah, right?
In the house.
No.
Along with a Grovian.
But I'm going to tell the public now about why this setting is so historically great. You are looking at three sons of senators sitting right here. Because for those of you who don't know, Mr. Raymond Williams, his father, Patrick Nehemiah Williams, was a senator back in the day. Of course, you know, Calvert White is son of 6 1/2 a dozen or other. Maltin, you got about 10 nicknames. Celestino White Sr. And of course, yours truly, Dr. James Pickney. So I want to make this clear. First of all, Commissioner, welcome to Analyze This on Location. Director, welcome to Analyze This on Location. Not only that, thank you for all you've been doing in sponsoring. Every time I hear an event, Director Williams, VI Lottery. And I'm sure you're going to speak a little bit as to how that benefits the lottery going forward. Thank you very much for what you're doing.
Hey,
welcome to Analyze This application.
Let me tell you something, right?
Mm-hmm.
I listened to some of the conversations earlier, and I'm going to speak. I probably talked with a little list, like a double root canal 2 days ago.
Don't worry about that. You don't worry about that. Yeah. We're not location.
But more importantly, people that pay money to come for this, you see the background we got?
Yes, sir.
We don't even enjoy this. Let me start there.
The brand you're talking about, the value at that day.
And this is where my cousin Van Grove, love a little. We do, you know, it's amazing, but I got to thank Tanya first and foremost, my bestie.
Yeah, man.
Always.
The boss set.
Yeah. I want to thank everybody that's out here. I was telling Tanya earlier, for me to motivate my staff to do stuff like this, it got me by threat up. You know? But the idea that you're doing this is awesome. But more to the conversation of your point, Nicholas, when you play the VI lottery, what we see, the theme, when you play the VI lottery, everybody wins.
Mm-hmm. That's not just...
You captured it.
Yeah, that's not just words.
You captured it.
Come on. That is literally and figuratively what happens, right?
You literally captured it.
I'm telling you, man. I've seen it.
They have the best job in the world.
You have the second best.
Calvert said the same thing.
You get a second best.
You know? the idea is that in a competition, per se, but the fact that he love what he do.
Mm-hmm.
He don't make these things happen. I totally love what I do.
You know something? Let me ask this question. The cabinet good, man? When I sit in long and I rapping with the governor giving his directives and all that stuff, you got a synergy the cabinet?
Jokes all day. Jokes all day, and you know he's a ringleader for that.
But, and the joke about that is Big Tal and Little Tal. BPW and SPR. That's the combo.
The combo.
I think as a cabinet,
people see the end result, but they don't know about the work.
Correct.
And all the communication that has to take place to get us to on location event or in this case, a historical deal where we're doing something live up here from
this is awesome.
No, man,
I was telling Tanya earlier, I come from Grove. The only BK my thing, because the only time water to run in Grove is when it rains. You understand, right? So camping, no. I live in a house. I come up here, eat, drink, I got home. Sleeping on a bed. But at the end of the day, Calvert, I gotta big you up because you have really, really made. I mean, when I look around, I was like, wow.
Oh, look at it. Leaps and strides.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Amazing.
You know, a lot of people, amazing. And I thank you for that, but people don't realize the work that the staff put in. You know, a lot of time when people say, you know, Commissioner, you're doing a great job. I like to tell them, and I'm humble about this, but I say, you know, Calvert White wasn't on a lawnmower cutting the grass. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, you know man. What I'm saying? Yeah. I wasn't in the bathroom cleaning the bathroom.
That's a porch staff.
It was the men and the woman that do that. So,
and you're right. And
a lot of the time I get the credit, but I know who is the backbone of this department, which is the men and the woman.
Well, guess what? You get a credit. But guess what? When the blues there to attack,
you're not getting blamed.
Go check the blues.
Yeah, man. So that happened. Commissioner, talk about the lottery, the department. How are you doing? We got big drawing coming up soon.
The drawing 25 April.
Yeah, April 25th. Yeah.
Yes. It's $500,000.
Wow. So you're talking about a life changing experience going to happen for a virgin?
I tell people every day.
Yeah.
My job.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I wake up is to make dreams come true. Neville, just think about it, right?
Yeah.
You sitting on here.
Yeah, man.
You got $20 in your pocket.
Yeah.
No, let me you got $100 in your pocket, right?
When my money clip got about 26.
Yeah, and you take 50 at 100.
Yeah.
Buy a full cheap.
Yeah. Numbers register.
Look, you buy a full cheap.
Yeah.
You probably didn't have a plan.
Yeah.
Let me take a chance.
Yeah.
You win $500,000. You know what you go do with that?
That's a life-changing experience.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
What's most important in this conversation for me is that when you play the VR lottery, everybody wins. And it's an important thing to drive home.
Mm-hmm.
Because $500,000 in your pocket, you know what you go do with that? But even if you don't win, everybody else wins.
Somebody wins.
How about you could speak to it? You just come back. Trying to travel,
yeah.
Where we took several teams to Orlando.
Correct.
Lottery been huge in that. I understand from what I heard, a lot of these young men that went on a travel never
first
been on a travel, plane before.
Plane, yeah. You know, I see a couple of our senators. I see the Senate President here, and I see Senator Bolquist here.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to send in a request
mm-hmm.
to have the Department of Lottery renamed to the Department of Sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are absolutely correct. He assists every, including the Department of Sports, Park and Recreation. When you call Director Williams, he's always willing to assist, no matter the amount. He tries to get you something, but you know, he was a major sponsor. We just took about 90 people to Orlando. We was able to see Jawan Roberts play.
Okay.
We took them to his college game. But a lot of our children, like he said, has never been on an airplane before. So to give them that opportunity to travel outside of the territory to play basketball.
Exposure.
You know what I'm saying? Exposure.
Yeah, but to your point too, like you said earlier, people don't give me the credit. Give the customer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who's playing? Yeah.
The people of the Virgin Islands who have played the lottery.
Because when they played the lottery,
everybody wins.
You know, people have been like, I've been playing this ticket, this same number for 100 years mm-hmm. and I win. Your ticket winning every single time you play. we'll say popcorn man sitting on over there. See about it. Eat or win every time.
I want to thank you for joining us, taking this drive up here. We actually getting some people, more people involved. Barbara's going to be joining us. Living, my stock going to be joining us. Commish, anytime you need anything, you know, you can reach out to me. You know, you had a situation with your agency earlier this year. I was glad to be there for you. So just let me know. And we good to see you, man. And like you said, when you play the VI lottery,
everybody wins.
And it ain't all about money.
For
back in the day with that. That's Mr. Raymond Williams, the director of the Virgin Islands Lottery, joining us this morning. And he and Calvert White, they are tied at the hip. They come out of
Mecca.
Out of Grove, Isaac Boyne's ballpark down there. We're glad that he worked his way up here. We got another a camper. My school from back in the day. We got a little distortion. My schoolmate from back in the day joining me here. Calvert White, I want to introduce you, and I wanted to introduce my audience, right? So the one and only Barbara Stout.
Keep on saying
hello.
Nice meeting you.
That's still your last name, young lady.
Yes. Stout Philip now.
Stout Philip.
But I always have Stout.
That can't go. That can't go that way. Welcome to Analyze This. Glad to have you on it. But you're camping up there this week.
Yes.
talk about that experience. Pull the microphone a little closer. Get comfortable. Lean back and feel nice. Yeah, we good.
I don't know. For some reason, this year was a lot stressful. We do have more people. I had some family came in from Florida, the Carolinas. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My sister, my son and his family, and a niece. So the airport run and trying to get everything together at the same time was quite hectic.
Oh.
But this is our third year.
Okay, that's good. Now, when you look around compared to the other 2 years, it's about the same or less or more?
It's more, we love the cabana.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we have the, I think it's Panji Panji.
Okay.
So we have...
Pull the microphone closer. I tell you, relax. Lean back in that chair there and feel good, Baba. You're good.
Yeah. Feel good. So we have lights. We have electricity. We don't need to run a generator, stuff like that.
Wow. So, well, you see that? That's Commissioner White. Thank you for
asking. Thank you, Commissioner White.
You know, I did take a walk down and then I tried to introduce myself to the people, let them know who I am. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they did let me know that one of the lights them... was inoperable and stuff like that. And that's part of my process of coming down here and meeting the people to find out how can I make their camping season better.
Yeah, a camping experience as well.
So
that's good. Barbara Stout, as somebody who has lived in St. Croix all your life, is these experiences, these events, they really value. You can't put a dollar figure.
Can't. Especially when your family members want to come back home just to go camping.
Wow.
It's funny. Airport straight to Cramer's Park, from Cramer's Park back to the airport.
Wow. That's cool. Now, the Island Green. We were lucky this winter season. We get significant rain. In the past, we've been seeing patchy brown and all that stuff.
So I
feel good to look now, and I could just say green back there. No, if you're looking past me, you could see that beautiful blue water. That's gonna always be blue. But what are we looking at up here? Now, this is a lovely setting, Amber.
It is. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And my son's wife, she's from Santo Domingo.
Okay.
So she said this reminds her so much of home.
Wow.
And tomorrow we're going to do an island tour.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm. Point New Dawn.
So you have some first-time campers with your group this year?
Couple first-time campers.
Okay. No Friday. Saltfish tomorrow?
Yes. We have in saltfish, cassava dumplings, sweet potato.
Mm-mm.
In the morning for breakfast is saltfish cake, St. Lucian style. We have a outdoor oven we made from a steel drum.
Wow.
That we'll be baking bread tomorrow morning.
Hey. No, they're really trying their best to pull me.
And they're warming me up, you know. We're positive. I might need a tent, you know. Don't get a tent away yet. I might need a tent.
Oh, guys, that's something. Barbara, for the young ladies, right? One of the issues that I talk about on my show is how whenever our guests come on, what we could do to encourage our young people. Right, to have a greater appreciation for St. Croix and all that stuff. And as a mother and a lifelong Crucian, talk a little bit about our young people, our girls, to embrace culture and what we have here and St. Croix and the Virgin Islands to continue to push that.
Yes, they need to embrace themselves and to not rely on anyone else to make them who they are.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then once you understand who you are, you could go with any flow because you are confident in yourself. If there's no power, there's no water, instead of panicking, you just think, okay, let me see if I find a cold pot, a grill, something, and prepare something for your family. It's not the end of the world. And I think a lot of the children is growing up on easy street. Microwave,
cell phone.
Yeah. If it's not something they could heat up, they don't want to do it. No, it tastes better to me from a cold pot. You could eat stew good from everybody; it tastes the same. But you eat it from a cold pot, you want to know what the special ingredients, and all it is that cold from the cold pot.
You know, interestingly enough, I think Crucians do a great job of this as far as carrying on tradition.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm
saying. As I came here, one of the first scenes that I saw was a child coming out of the tent and she started yawning. And she got a cup and she started putting the cereal in the cup and whatnot. You know, talk about you know, I noticed there's a lot of children here camping with their family. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to continue that tradition.
Correct.
You know, when they move on, you know, those younger ones to continue this camping going. You have any younger ones with you in your group?
Yes, we have the youngest one is 10 months.
Wow.
And it goes up 10 months. They have 2 years, 4 years, all the way up to, I think the oldest one is 16.
Okay, that's good. So you're doing an island tour tomorrow.
Yes.
That's after you got that breakfast with all that.
We have the breakfast, yeah. Do island tour, then we come back and we have the saltfish and the...
Okay. Yeah, dokuna tomorrow?
Cassava dumpling.
Cassava dumpling, that's right. Yeah. You did mention that.
Yeah.
Now, VINGN was here earlier, and connectivity in this in this world now... Oh. You don't that encompasses that.
He was able to play music from YouTube last night.
Hey, Daddy.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
I tell you, I see a TV, I see a smart TV. Yes, somebody said.
Yes. Before I go even finish asking the question,
wonderful.
My audience, she said wonderful. In other words, shut them out and just let that word encapsulate everything, which speaks to why Barbara Stout, Philip and Calvert White. We need to encourage our young people to get educated, mm-hmm. right? So they could actually play a role in our, you know, continued development right. and growth as a territory. Because one, my biggest gripe is we don't like to give our own flowers when they're there. We like to wait till they're gone, and we need to start doing that more. And to me, that would serve as impetus and bring up self-esteem, Barbara.
Yes, it will. The parents need to come out, bring the kids, show them how to rough it. If you have a backyard,
I like that.
Do a three-stone fire every now and then, just for the fun of it, even if it's just to roast marshmallows. Show them that there's other ways of living other than to click a stove on.
So you do it in the backyard so that when you come out in the elements, hey, piece of cake.
We have a lot of backyard events, especially at my mom's house.
Mm-hmm. And
that just break well a lot of memories, you know. As we were talking earlier, my grandmother passed last week, but mm-hmm. I remember as a child, you know, her washing clothes in a pan and thing like that, and then pulling it out. I don't even know if people are hanging out clothes on the line anymore because everybody have dry.
If they get dry, they go in laundry.
What are you doing, Harry Kenton?
I tell you, we're here on location up at Kramer's Park on the eastern end of the United States. Right? We even got the sense of incredible in the United States because the easternmost point in America is Point Yunnan, up the way to our left, to your right, if you're looking at us. And we're grateful to have Ms. Wanda Brooks was on earlier. She's camping up here. I know we got Ms. Barbara Stout, Philip, and that's what we wanted to incorporate. We didn't want to bring the big shots like the Calvert Whites, the Rima Williams, and Nova Francis coming on in a little bit. We wanted to bring on because there's eye to make this thing happen. Courtesy of the work and the infrastructure that they put in here. So thank you very much, Barbara, for joining us. I appreciate that. Good to see you, man. I love you. I love you, man, childhood friend, and all that good stuff. And looking forward to talking with more good people here in Kramer's Park. Be back right after this.
Something for everyone. With two locations, the Bank of St. Croix provides personal and business checking accounts, online banking, and mobile apps for banking on the go, a nonprofit community investment checking account, and a 24-hour banking cash management platform. Bank of St. Croix, Gallows Bay, Bank of St. Croix, Peters Rest, and online, bankofstcroix.com. For details about our nonprofit community investment checking account, our service specialists are ready to help. Bank of St. Croix, member FDIC.
So I spent the past year trying to figure out what news designed for 21st century humans might look like. One of the things that really stuck with me was that we now know that humans actually need hope to get up in the morning. And I don't think as a journalist, I ever thought about it that way.
We're always looking for new and better ways to understand the world we live in. That's On Point with me, Meghna Chakrabarty.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Race is complicated. On Code Switch, we don't dumb it down for you.
And on Life Kit, we have advice on everything from money to mental health.
It's Code Switch and Life Kit from NPR.
Saturdays at 2 p.m. on WTJX FM.
As the news gets more complex and changes through the day, you need more than just a quick headline check. Here and Now keeps you connected to your world between Morning Edition and All Things Considered, as the news and the people shaping it are changing in real time. I'm Robin Young. Follow along on Here and Now, NPR News weekday afternoons.
From 2 to 4 on WTJX FM, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands. Get informed with Analyze This as former Senator Neville James features Virgin Islands newsmakers from around the territory and beyond. Neville dives deep into politics, art, culture, history, and sports. Analyze This, weekdays from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WTJX 93.1.1.1.
We're back here live on WTJX Analyze This, OL2 on location, 2 at Kramer's Park. You know what I'm saying? I use that Bronx enunciation, the Kramer's Park. But we just say Kramer's Park.
For camping.
K-Y-A-A-M-P-I-N. Ain't got no G in it. You got apostrophe after the end. And we're joined now by the one and only Positive T.A. Nelson. Yo, no introduction necessary. Yo, my brother, good to see you. What's going on, man?
Good morning. I'm there, man. Good morning, gentlemen. Glad to be here.
Yeah, you've been talking about stepping up, seeing it now live and direct, man.
Yeah, man, it's a good feeling, you know, to just wake up in nature, and people are different when they wake up out in nature.
Out in the elements.
Yeah, it's like almost like being in, I was telling the commissioner earlier, it's almost like the after hurricane effect without having the effect of the hurricane, you know, when people when people come together after hurricane, but you know, it's only because of need. But out here it's like, yo,
Commish, you got lines, man.
Huh? He kind of confused me just now. I was trying to put it together. But you know that's how positive it is.
It's bars.
It's all good. How you doing? How you feeling? Everything good?
Well, man, you know, life experiences can harden us, you know, so I'm trying to not get hardened by it and go through it, you know, go through life.
Now, you do something July 3rd. Now, that's your day. You do a 4 to 4 walk on July 3rd, right? And it starts up in these parts up here?
No, not downtown. But what I do up here is the Unity Retreat Camp. We've been doing it this year. It makes 24. Well, we was interrupted by COVID and the hurricane, so it's 21 years. Mm-hmm. We actually started in 1997, 2 years at Salt River, and then we switched up here. That's the parents would come and most people don't know that I have a nonprofit, Positive Works Inc. That's my youth based organization. And we've been bringing children up here from since then and up until this is our first return since COVID, since the renovation and what's going on here. So we're grateful. But it's a wonderful time. It's a headache, you know, because you got to watch these children 24/7. They can't swim like they want to. They got to swim during my time when I tell them we took a swim.
But that discipline is good for them.
Well, see, like you heard the lady talking. So we, you know, I teach martial arts. Most people don't know.
I was just going to ask you, you're still doing the kung fu thing? I'm old.
It don't matter.
David Carradine was God for us. I think you were every Thursday night. Kung Fu, right? And his master used to say, patience grass. You know what I'm saying?
I heard you were like a triple black belt or something like that.
What my 6-degree black belt?
6-degree.
It's been 34 years. So it's not anything I boast about, but because it's a discipline for me, because that's what stopped me from popping out, probably doing some kung fu in the legislature.
I'm a leather black belt.
So basically, he's a certified weapon, so that's why you were taking it easy on us.
What you learn in martial arts is that the true enemy is always yourself, being in control of yourself, not letting your beastly nature, your animal natural nature react. You run it to your intellect and you respond.
You know Chubb Rock said that we got two vectors in the brain.
One is full of love and one is very violent. That's why you need that.
I won't put it in love and violence, but we got to know that a God self live within man, you know, and, and our human self is what it is. Emotions, we feelings, but then our intellect, that's when we process and we put it, our Christ in over our emotions is the intellect.
Your martial arts training helps you out and when you're up here in this setting, it gives you that ability to actually sit and just digest and block things out, compartment, I think is the right word.
Martial arts is probably what helped me out in everything I do, the legislature, my work, organizing things, being a lot of things going on, but still being able to prioritize them because in martial arts, they say there's a concept where you say, you might be fighting a lot of people, but you're still only fighting one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So the one that's closest to you, you take care of that one, and then boom, the next one that comes closer to you, get it. So it's the same thing you deal with situations and circumstances. Mm-hmm. And that part of the program is to do that, pull children away from the norms, pull them out here in the outback. I mean, the internet service now is a good and a bad.
So along that line, yeah. I was telling the co-host earlier that while I was traveling here, I was going through Facebook and I heard your voice on Facebook, but I thought it was a recording.
Yeah.
Because I know what this internet service used to be like at Kramer's Park, but then when I looked at it, it was alive.
Yeah, man.
Talk about your experience with the internet and how that's working out.
So I do this thing every morning about between 6:30 and 8 called the Guru Room. You know, it's a inspirational, motivational thing.
So you were live on direct.
So this morning instead of usually I'm at Serenity's Nest, so it'd be just I mean further west, but we are up here, and I said, man, I up here. I don't want to have to go down to do that. And I said, well, heck, Commissioner said this. And last night I checked it, and I said, let me.
Oh, so you would head down the road to do the morning?
But I never did it from up here.
My
plan was to go down the road someplace to.
So the infrastructure was beneficial?
Man, last night I said, well, he tell me VINGNR, let me see. I don't call him for the password already, but when I licked up and boom, and he said, why? Walking. So that's why I was able to do my Bluetooth to my. Well, you probably missed it when you came up. I had my Zen music playing and getting in my vibe. Yeah, so I'm like, what is this thing?
No.
I appreciate it.
So you're welcome.
Thank Sports Box and Rec. This is the kind of infrastructure that makes it better.
Thank Analyze This because it was us coming
and
here.
And thank you for Analyze This.
Yeah.
I could thank you anyway, Neville, because again, your dialogue, your approach to a conversation,
whole different
is more thoughtful. And that's what I tell people, we were on different side of the bargain, but he had to respect me because when it comes to real conversation, debate and things, wasn't blah, blah. Mm-hmm. He used to have to look out for the rest of his side.
Yeah.
When I eating them up, he used to have to eat them because give me real talk.
Yo, check this out. This will be there. Yo, I got him.
I appreciate you bringing, because when we have the dialogue at this level in the public, it helps people to understand what's really
going on. Well, I'm glad you went there because I want to say this, right? And Calvert, you can relate to this. Your dad signed up for 22 years, mm-hmm. right? 14, 12. So you do that math there, blah, blah, blah. That's 48 years mm-hmm. between us. And you got Senator Volquez, Senator Francis here. We get beat up, mm-hmm. right? Being in the public arena, and it comes with the territory, mm-hmm. right? But one of the issues that all of us have, and I could speak for all of us now, is folks get on radio and they're talking about what they hear, but not necessarily what is factual and what they know. And that's the reason why the approach we take with Analyze This is we ain't into that. You could get at the other station, whether that rah-rah. Mm. But as someone who complained about it, that would be hypocritical for me to do the same thing, hosting a radio show. That's the reason why I'm glad we're on NPR. Our thing is narrow. It's informational and educational more so than anything else. And it's necessary. For the Virgin Islands.
Objective, not subjective.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. My man's on the floor.
You know, earlier on, you asked about, how the cabinet is doing and how we get along and whatnot. And I say to people, I get along with everybody. But there's some people that you kind of connect more with.
Mm-hmm.
And positive, I've always been one of those people. A lot of people don't know this, but and we didn't make it happen this year. But he reached out to me before the campaign season and he said, Commissioner, man, I want to do something big this year. I want to get some kind of stage up there where we could have music every night and a different person and whatnot. And we seriously talk about it. we wasn't able to make it happen. But we are going to really work on that next year, because this is like a little community.
It is.
It's a little community. So if we could have a stage set up where we have different artists every night, it's just furthering that experience for camping season.
Positive. Talk a little bit. Let the public know. We're in the morning setting now. We're going to take place in the late morning, afternoon. People go down the road to go deal, get stuff and come back.
People like this ahead of this. So today is still a work day for some folks.
Oh, that's right. That's correct.
So yes. People are going to come out later on. Between this afternoon, and if it's going to get crowded up here,
yeah,
it's going to be crowded between this afternoon and tomorrow morning.
Okay, cool.
You know, for me, my intake process happened to today between 10 and 6. I expect children to come. In the morning, we start our programming, and there's things that happen for me. For us who have like a group children that you have to keep them active, wake up at 6, they do different things all throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
So some people more come and settle in, get themselves set up, play them by nighttime, by 8, 9 o'clock tonight. Who here? Music and grills going, people doing what they do.
It's really a collective community family type setting.
Yeah, and people respect each other's space. Like, even if I wasn't set up yet, there's some folks I would say, hey, don't go to that spot. Commission had me on target this year. I had to pay this year down. That's a good thing. Let me tell you, right? I bought, right? This is my first year down this year paid. But I understand paying for the infrastructure, and that's what people have to understand. You know, but people respect each other's space. Hey, that's positive space. Don't go there. Hey, that's such and such space. And, you know, no, we don't own it.
You know what's funny about that? When you just talk about paying, you know, Alicia Chucky Hansen came to mind because she was a big camper.
That's
my good friend Chucky, yeah, and my dad is really good friends. So I know. But Chucky would be she would be one of the first person to call the department. And that accent, demanding when she wanted to go. And she used to say, oh yeah, by the way, Commissioner, I ain't paying.
That's what you used to call me. But if I ain't paying you, you ain't paying the youth, I said it, what's wrong with them? But you know, I'm Gloria Canegator Waterman.
Correct.
Used to be up here as well. Yeah, so I like when people can put aside their labels, their titles, and just be. You know, I think we get caught up in that.
VINGN, we talked about that earlier. We had them on. With the drops and all that stuff. But we're in an era of technological advancement. You check what I'm saying? And things that we buy today become obsolete tomorrow.
Yeah.
You check what I'm saying? So that's another thing as a former senator, educator, commissioner, agriculture. Growth and development is constant positive.
If you ain't growing, you're dying.
Yeah, man.
You know, and anybody who feels like they know it all, they got it all, and they can't learn nothing, you start dying already. So you got to continue to maintain your curiosity. You know, they say your inner child, you know, like we can't get too serious that you can't smile or laugh or be silly.
Correct.
I think, you know, where I am now, Neville, to be honest, I'm like in a different space in my mind, because we can't depend on our own wealth or intellect. Not that I have it, you know, but we got to depend on something more. So I really trying to hold on to that, because I feel the pressure of everybody. I feel like you could just lose your mind at any time. Like you could just, lose your cool.
I wanted to know something.
Anxiety, fear, and doubt is in this world.
I want two young boys to know, right?
Yeah, you got us by a few years, well.
I'm at 60.
What? Congratulations.
But I made 60 earlier this month. And I really look forward to that one day. Not because of an event, but life is so precious, right? And you got to be grateful. And when you're in a setting, an external setting like this, out here in the elements, come on, you come. We just got a little freshening breeze there.
Nobody. With the heat. They ain't running me. I ain't going nowhere.
No, sir. we had a band back in the day. That's a classic. Now you're talking about a local band from other Williams. They say, Afu Wieland. This is ours, man. And we got to protect it. And we got to do what we got to do. All the different agencies that we mentioned earlier.
Let's speak about it. We need to stop this thinking and talking bad about our community. And there's some people so cynical. Anything that comes up.
But that's an educational thing, you know.
Yeah, but we got to first start within ourselves and cut it out. Mm-hmm. Cut it out, because we like, words are like curse or blessings.
Look like
we could either curse ourselves or bless ourselves.
We start to talk like that nice freshening breeze.
God is in everything. We just got to train ourselves to do that, to think positive, talk positive. I mean, things ain't perfect. We get it. But I wouldn't prefer to be any place else.
And Komesh, I was talking to you, that interagency relationship you got, your sports park and recreation. See, Seawater, you said 50 feet. in that direction, yeah. Grant to DPNR. You said DPW up the road with yeah. Point Udall. I mean, if the public had a better understanding of department roles, I think that would actually benefit the entire territory.
Well, the public have a role also. You know, I tell people all the time, this is not Calvert White facility. Mm-hmm. This belongs to the community. Mm-hmm. We just manage it and oversee it and get it back out to the community. But they have a real important part to play in this. You know, one of our biggest push when we open back the facility is, you know, just take your trash. Don't leave the facility in a dismay because you feel there's an agency here to take care of it. Mm-hmm. This is your facility also. So
we always tell them,
you know, we're going to continue to do that. And you know, and hopefully we'll touch people.
And of course, I think some of his partners' trades work for him because everybody used to call Celestino in the legislature. They are not the glue ass.
The lubricant.
The lubricant. Yeah.
Another name.
Yeah, he was good at getting everything to work together. Yeah.
So what happened?
It goes on,
and I'm positive. You know, we had our window back. So, looking forward, what do you want for the territory?
Man, I just want to be able to just live in the Virgin Islands, grow old in the Virgin Islands, live a life. I have 4 grandchildren now, and I want them
congratulations, my brother.
One Ghana for health reasons right now. Yeah, I want them to be able to. I don't want to have to go nowhere. I don't want to die nowhere else for no reason. You know, so I want us to just take care of our place so that we could take care of our people as much as we can. We get it, we're a limitation. We get it, we're an island. But the Virgin Islands is in a good situation, man. Mm-hmm. We're like at America in the Caribbean. So mm-hmm. I love that. I like the fact that we have preserved our...
But we haven't maxed that.
No, we haven't at all. But...
And Commissioner spoke about that. You know, he's talking about when people travel, like when they come from the mainland, right? Yeah. Ain't got no immigration involved with coming out.
That's what I'm saying.
Like I said on my show, one lick kill dick.
It's so much we can capitalize on being part of America in the Caribbean. And it's just time to really capitalize it. And truly, like, VINGN, do you know it's because of us that South America have internet?
Public, all they want to do is, I ain't do this, I ain't do that. But then when you might have a family member in Venezuela or Colombia, it's because of something that we did back in 2011 and 2012. Governor DeYoung, me and you and I ain't have no great relationship with him, but we go.
Let bygones be bygones. Come on, I know you had to go here.
You're not listening to me. I said we didn't. But I'm giving him props now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm doing, right?
Yeah.
Because of him, he was governor at the time.
Yeah.
And VINGN is a reality today.
Yeah.
And that happened then. So that's what we do. We mature. Remember now, when we first went in, it was St. Croix not getting attention and what? No, as we transition, we're in a Virgin Islands state of mind because it's a territory. And that's how it's supposed to be.
And the truth of the matter is this. The good man is not all good. The bad man is not all bad.
Correct.
I'm not, that's growing himself alone. Isn't
it? Alone.
Yeah, but so you know, the idea that we fall in some... And it's unfortunately, talk radio has become nasty. That's why it's like, analysis is good. It has become way just subjective. Where they attack an issue and attack a person. It's almost like that DNR argument in America. The average American don't care who helped them put food on the table.
Nah,
I don't care if it's a DRST, whatever the hell it is.
That's why you're seeing the middle.
Right, because it's more gray.
That actually happened in Virgin Islands before anywhere else. You know what I'm saying? Because when it comes to self-governance, and we got 30 seconds left in this segment, we didn't have a Democratic governor until 17 years into self-governance. And we had a Republican early on, but we had our local party, ICM, all that stuff. Why? Because the people down here have always been, we going to do what we want to do when we want to do it. And we have always been leaders. St. John Rebellion coming up. I know that's a big thing we're going to talk about down the road, positive. They're coming soon. I want to thank you for joining me in this segment. Have fun, like you always do up here, and looking forward to communicating with you on another front that you and I are going to speak about down the road. Around location here up at Kramer's Park on the eastern end of St. Croix,
OL2.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you very much.
OL1, you're welcome. You got it, man. I'm glad that you made some time to hang out here. You've been here from the start, so we want to give you props for that. As well. We're going to take a break and we'll be back right after this.
Yes, sir.
Peter Sagal. You spent the week listening to the news. Don't you think you deserve to show off what you've learned on Wait, Wait, We Give You a Chance to Impress Your Friends with your knowledge of international incidents, political gaffes, and the latest advancement in German nudists? You'll be the life of the party or the death. Either way, you'll make an impression and you can thank Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
He said that black smoke was constantly coming out of the burn pits 24/7. And my reaction to it was like, wow, that doesn't sound very safe. Wonder what that's about. And in my mind, I couldn't imagine at the time that type of system operating could potentially harm our service members.
Journalism that seeks and reveals. That's On Point with me, Meghna Chakrabarty.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Morning Edition takes you across this country and around the world with stories that keep you informed and the context to understand what matters. The news comes at you quickly, but we slow it down to examine each story from different angles and give perspective on what might happen next. A brand new day comes with new possibilities and a new edition of Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition, weekdays at 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
The PBS NewsHour has a rich legacy of in-depth reporting and strong storytelling.
Only four people have sat in that chair before us, and the enormity of this moment is not lost on me. People turn to us because they know they can hear from trusted sources of information and news.
That won't change a bit, even as the faces behind the desk change.
Good evening. I'm Jeff Bennett.
And I'm Amna Nawaz.
Weekdays at 7 p.m. on WTJX TV, Channel 12.
Kramer's Park on location 2OL2. My co-host, I want to give him his thanks. I give his thanks right now. Yo, I'm even waiting till
I'm trying to get extension. Where the boss?
Yeah, we go walk on
I need to contract. Walk on my contract we and everything.
So check this out. I want everybody to listen to me, right? When I used to go to school in New York, I went to State University of New York for 2 years. I used to wear a certain type of hat that the next guest wearing now. And my nickname was Harry. Right? This is your Harry hat. Right? This is your Harry. What's up, right? No, I love boy. And they calling me this Yankee name, Harry hat. Well, the new Harry hat is here. You know what I'm saying? Senator Noel Francis.
Good morning, Neville. Good morning, Calvert.
How you doing, Senator? Right.
Yo, what's up, man?
So back in my days, when I went to John Jay, it was John Jay College. It was a Cooney.
Yeah.
Cooney back then.
And you know, we actually got a Cooney president. Here, Tony Monroe.
Correct.
Right? And he was actually supposed to be on today, but this thing came together. Well, he and I spoke last night. We're going to knock that out in April. You know what I'm saying? So I want to apologize to you, my brother, but I'm thank you for your understanding. Mr. President / Acting Lieutenant Governor, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here this morning. You know, I was here days ago, it might have been had the ribbon cutting here at Kramer's Park.
So wait, I had multiple ribbon cuttings within last week. The library had a ribbon cutting.
That's all we've been doing lately is ribbon cutting. I mean, a lot of things are really falling in place, and we've seen a lot of ribbon cutting. But certainly, I had the opportunity to be here with Calvert White, the governor, and others, where we cut the ribbon here. And this is nostalgic for me, man. You know, I spent many, many Sundays here at Kramer's Park back in the days in the 70s.
And I was saying earlier, the drive was a part of the deal. It wasn't just getting here. It was driving through East End, passing through Roebuckville, in Solitude, and then coming over by the Yacht Club, and then Calvert, I don't know if you know this, you know, when you get to the Yacht Club, right, if you look on the right-hand side, we used to have a university right there, man.
Yeah.
Fairleigh Dickinson.
We had a marine biology lab.
But that's part of the regression that we tried to kick to the side. But the reality is we've always had potential, Mr. President.
Yeah, Fairleigh Dickinson University was a little subset of Teaneck, New Jersey, where Fairleigh Dickinson was.
The main campus.
Yeah. Correct, yeah.
Yeah, and they also had something by Salt River. Right? Yeah, as well. So, Mr. President, talk about when you reach out to a commissioner.
Yeah.
And because one of the job requirements for a senator is making referrals on behalf of your constituents, right? And you are called on, we were called on to a particular agency to look at a particular area. Talk about that relationship that you have as a branch leader talking to an agency head.
Well, I'll tell you that I first of all want to commend the work that's being done by Sports Park and Recreation, and of course, under the leadership of Commissioner White. I regularly dialogue with Commissioner White. I call upon him a lot of times. I mean, you know, my neighborhood back in Estate Glen, you know, I call on him to assist with some of the, you know, facilities there, and he's always available.
That facility, Mambiju.
The one down in the back, in the Frangipani area,
and adjacent to Glinda, he's talking about.
Yes.
That's you, right?
Yes, that is us.
Okay.
Also, we talk about profit. Maybe we're talking about putting a shed over the basketball court there. Mm-hmm. An initiative that we wanted to start and hopefully spread throughout.
You got pavilion that?
Yes. Wow. We got a shelter there, and we already provided the seed money to make that happen. Mm-hmm. You know, but I talk to him quite often. I mean, a lot of times I even tap into him for the purpose of supporting, you know, Calypso Inc. and some of the other, you know, local youth groups in our community. So he's always available. He always takes my call, and you know, we could rely on him to do the follow through. I heard on my way up here, he talked about the pool, the Vincent Mason pool, and we're really looking forward to that happening. I mean, you know, we cut the we had the groundbreaking ceremony there sometime back, and you know, we certainly ran into some issues there with the pilings and everything there, but we're looking forward to the Vincent Pool being reopened. I get regular monthly updates on the Pauly Joseph Stadium there. I think that you know, when we look at the, also we spoke about the resurfacing of the Princess, basketball court there. Again, this guy always delivers when you call upon him. So I'm happy to be here today and in the company, in the company of the great Albert White, and even the great Neville James.
It's interesting because, you know, a lot of the times people, when they are referring, instead of saying commissioner, they say Senator White, which you did earlier.
You
spoke about my dad being a senator for 22 years, by default, I felt like I also was a senator for 22 years because I had to be at the legislature because he was working. He was working there.
Yeah. But no. Let me ask you, how do you go about responding to a senator when they're reaching out to you from that referral?
Yeah. So,
relationship?
So people think the legislative branch and the executive branch is always at war.
Yeah.
I depend on these guys because they appropriate funds.
Stop right there. Could you please repeat that for the audience so they understand who really calling the initial shot?
The checks and balance coming from the legislature. When I need that money, it's coming from the legislature.
Yeah, there we go.
And I will say that through my tenure as a commissioner, the entire body has been very, very appreciative because, you know, usually when I ask for something, they try to assist and help.
Mm-hmm.
But very early on in 2016 or 2019, when I took this position, former Senator Donald Ducks Cold gave me a call, also a good friend of my dad and you know, somebody that I raise up with. He said, Commissioner, whatever you do, return people calls.
Yes.
And that always stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the last things I do before I call it at night is I would go through and see all the missed calls that I had because I probably couldn't answer my phone. And I tried to return those calls that day. So
Malik Shiku was on my show on Tuesday. That's the same thing. He said, the one thing we want from senators, when people call, return their call. Because, you know, governors got security and all that stuff. Senators, people look at us as peers.
But the community also, I can't tell you the amount of people that call my phone and when I call them back, they say, Commissioner, I didn't think you were going to call back.
That'll make you feel good.
Yeah.
That'll make you feel good. We appreciate that. Commissioner, Senator Bolkes is the chair of the Parks and Recreation
Committee. Yes, he is. And I want to also recognize his presence here on location this morning.
Yeah, man.
You know, certainly Senator Angel Bolkes Jr., at large Senator out of St. John. He's on location. And he knew where he's at this weekend, right?
He definitely
got to be at the camping on St. Croix.
I'm glad to see him because we had heard, you know, he had an incident.
Yes.
So I'm glad that he's here in the flesh.
So I definitely want to give a shout out to him. Ventura, what okay, going on? Good to see you. You know what I mean? All that good stuff as we go forward.
So Neville, I just wanted to, because, you know, I'm always in that safety mode, right? Yeah. And when I...
That's one of the things when you and I had spoken, right? Yeah. And I said, you know, we're doing the on-location thing to you. We're grateful that you made an appearance over there at Delhi Deck. But you come from a law enforcement background.
Correct.
And what we're dealing with here now, and I asked him, he and I were speaking about the importance of VIPD, and one of the reasons why Calvo was on, because I want him to give a feel for that interagency thing.
Yeah.
From a law enforcement background, and you've been through this at all levels, why is VIPD ultra important in a setting like this?
Well, of course, they're needed in a setting like this, and then they're needed in a setting in the community, because a lot of times you see individuals pack up their entire family and come to Cremas Park, which means that their home and everything else is wide open.
Correct.
You know, so we're equally mindful of that. But, you know, you want to make sure that you have a security presence here to ward off any type of situation that may occur here. I mean, you have people from all fractions of the community coming together here at this facility, and you just want it to be a safe environment. And not only on the land, but also at sea. So you want to make sure that you have your lifeguards and those individuals to be out there. And I was searching my mind about the lifeguard that used to be back in the 70s. And I could only remember Cheo. And I don't know if you remember anyone else, but you remember Cheo being here, you know. But lifeguards are equally important.
Hayward
and those individuals. That's right. You know what I mean? I know you were going to drive.
You did it.
Yeah, but the safety is extremely important. I think
it's trio.
Yeah. And even having an EMS representative here, I think, is equally important. You could have any situation here. We have an aging community, and you know, just having someone on site. You know, so that is something I'll be looking for as well, or encouraging that we at least have a EMS under VIFEMS, that we at least have EMS presence here at the facility. And of course, even if the fire department could be here as well, because we know that they're right down the street. But, yeah, you know, you're talking about camping here, you're talking about open flames and those type of things. So, you know, when you talk about security, I know that the commissioner spoke about the littering and being able to clean up behind of you. And that is so, so important.
Yeah.
We want to keep this facility pristine.
That's just good etiquette, though.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I want to do something unique here right now. I want to ask for each of you to give some props to the WTJX team, because I know we're closing down on this event, about how comfortable and how easy this gig has been, because time flies by when we got here, you know what I'm saying, two plus hours ago. And because of all the work that they've done, they really, really make this an easy gig today, Calvin.
Yeah, well, I'll start. I mean, you know, the boss reached out, Tanya reached out, and she said, you know, Commissioner, I need you to co-host the show with Neville. And I say, Holy Thursday, you know, if I want to travel, I don't get too much days. But you know, the WTJX family has always been good to the department. You know, anytime we need to get any information out, I'm a regular on the show.
Yeah, man.
You know, and a lot of times I call last minute and say, you know, there's information I need to get out to the public. But it was surprising that when I came around the corner, because, you know, the director told me to be here for 7:30. I think I got here like 7 o'clock. And I saw about 10 employees here.
Yeah, man.
And they didn't look sleepy like me, which means they've been here a while. But it just shows the dedication that they have for what they do. And I'm very appreciative for them for that.
And Mr. President, you've been dealing with TJX for years, you know what I'm saying? And they're so good that they laid back over there. I watching them over there, and they just chill. You do a good job. Give yourself a round of applause.
Yes, yes.
You really, really, really make this gig easy. I'll eye up there and all that good stuff.
It's 40 seconds ago. Sorry, Senator. Yeah, but people see the feed and they see us on it.
The hard work.
But they don't see the people in behind the scene. And that's why I kind of, you know, equate my team to that, because they see the work that's being done, but they don't see the individuals that's actually doing the work. You know, to make something like this happen, there are people behind the scenes that have to do that.
Commission.
And it's an awesome production, as you can see.
Mr. Lieutenant Governor.
It's an awesome production, as you see. I mean, it's all well and good that you come up with an idea that you want to be on location, and then you have to get the engineers and everyone else to be able to make that happen. You make sure that you're having the correct feed in place and the technology is working in your favor. You know, so again, kudos to WTJX, and the legislature is always a partner when it comes to WTJX. We have a soft spot for WTJX. And Analyze This. I mean, we want to thank you as the host of Analyze This, and, you know, again, bringing positivity. We
thank the boss, man.
We engage in so much negativity and pessimism in our community that we look forward to analyze this, that again, you know, talk about the objectivity of what we have in this community and the progress that's being made.
Well, I like the fact that you said I was listening to it on the radio coming up. You know what I'm saying? So, matter of fact, I was by Pueblo last night, and apparently there was a problem there with Vitran. And two of my, I guess, audience members were there. And I said, let me go, man. I'm going to take out your and drop them down in Gallows Bend. He said, tomorrow, that's the Creamer's Park. So I'm going to be listening. I was like, man. Wow, that's the validation that you need. You know what I'm saying? You know, because, you need inspiration from time to time as human beings.
Radio is so important. Again, very early on in my career as commissioner, I would listen to the radio every day, and I would go from station to station because you want to hear what the people are talking about.
You want to get a pulse.
And a lot of the times, the information was just so false and wrong that I you know, my dad still tried to give me, you know, advice and whatnot. I said, turn it off. Turn it off. Don't listen to it. So I've cut back on the radio.
We're human beings, Mr. President, Lieutenant Governor, and Commissioner. And sometimes you need inspirational. You need to hear inspirational rhetoric. Everything can't. People say, well, it's constructive criticism. That could wear you down.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So we got to be careful.
It's a good getaway from it, right? a long drive into Creamer's Park and just kind of relax and let your hair down. So, yeah.
I just want to say we're closing up the gig. We're inside at 2 minutes. On location, too, was a... What's the word here? I want to find the right adjective. Success is the last word, but we need an adjective to this. It's unqualified. You know what I'm saying? It was a dominant success. Want to thank VINGN, Mr. President.
Absolutely.
They did a big job here, and they're going to be here permanent, right? We got permanent infrastructure now working with you. And what was the word that Barbara Stout said when we talked about the internet? She used one word. Wonderful.
Wonderful.
She said, oh, it's wonderful. So, hey, Mr. Heat. I do a great job, man. And we got that validation from the campus and all that stuff. It was an honor. We got to do this again, man.
You got to tell Mr. Heat, we have 20-something other facilities that need this kind of service. So put name on the spot. We need internet in all the public facilities.
Share some cell phone numbers. But you're here with him now, so share some cell phone numbers he could get to
you. To be honest with you, they have already started that process in the Balfies, putting internet. We have had some communication from people that traverse there and say, you know, it's a little slow.
Yeah.
Hopefully we have it upgraded.
And that's a commitment from the governor as well, where he wanted to make sure that we have internet connectivity throughout the entire Virgin Islands. Right. Any location that you go, you should be able to have access.
Mr. President / Acting Lieutenant Governor, thank you for joining us, man. Thank you for putting a bow tie on this.
You're welcome.
Awesome experience.
I'm going to leave sleep for the Lieutenant Governor.
Thank you. Without a doubt. And we want to thank the audience for supporting us. My niece, Sydney Powell, said, looking forward to the show this morning. I said, me too. Good looking out. So thanks for that. RT Park, of course, you know, you're in the technology business as well. Definitely got to give you a shout out in your support of, and you got a relationship with VINGN, by the way, and WTJX. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you, Tanya Singh, Marisol, Freeze, Ayo, love Ayo, you know what I'm saying? And On Location 3, coming. Be good and be safe. Enjoy the Easter weekend. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
You know a good story when you hear it. Makes you feel, laugh, think. Sometimes you get a little teary. I'm Scott Simon, host of Weekend Edition Saturday, and each week we bring you stories from around the country and around the world. Stories that help you learn, make you smile, catch you by surprise. Please join us every Saturday for the news you need and the stories you won't forget.
Weekend Edition, Saturdays at 9 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Weekday mornings are a juggle, sometimes even a struggle. Morning Edition from NPR News eases you into your day and keeps you company through the chaos of a busy morning. Hear interviews that give you context on the day's biggest stories, along with reporting and updates on the latest breaking news. Stay on top of the world with Morning Edition every weekday.
Morning Edition, weekdays at 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.